Why one Indiana ag leader is in Africa this week, and Case IH introducing their most powerful tractor yet. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, you've been hearing us talk about raising the value of America's ag and food products by creating new trade relationships around the world. That's one reason why one ag leader is in Africa this week to advocate for U.S. agriculture.
In short, we're across the pond. We are in Senegal, which is right there at that western tip of Africa.
That's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA for short. He had previously served as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs during President Trump's previous term.
Senegal is one of the five countries that we in the U.S. have identified as pivotal, highly influential in the Western Africa area. And so they are hosting an Africa-wide food systems summit, which is, we think, the premier ag policy-oriented meeting for the entirety of Africa.
McKinney says there are both short-term and long-term goals for U.S. agriculture in building partnerships with Africa's leaders and business owners.
Short-term, I would say the biggest opportunity would be our feed grains. So think of straight corn, straight soybeans, or soybean meal. Think of DDGs out of the ethanol plants. And so I think that's a target-rich environment.
So what are the long-term goals in Africa?
As we move from the 8 billion to 10 billion on the planet, all 2 billion of that will be Africa and India. Almost entirely, and then some. And so we better get to know them. And the good news is, I think more than ever, they want to get to know us. So that makes for a good environment for meetings and building trust, exchanging ideas, and the like.
Read more and hear my full conversation with Ted McKinney at HoosierAgToday.com.